Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Welcome back, folks. 12 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas. That passage is from Isaiah chapter 9 in the Old Testament. If you're a Christian, it's the Old Testament. And if you're a Jew, it's not the Old Testament. And I'm going to read in a minute. I'm going to read. That was a prophecy by Isaiah, by the prophet Isaiah, of the coming of the Savior, of the of Jesus. The reason for Christmas, the reason we celebrate Christmas, those of us who are Christians. And so that was a prophesying of the birth, the coming of Jesus. And then hundreds of years later, a man named Luke wrote a gospel. And in the second chapter of Luke, here's this passage. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census would be taken for the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth and Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, where he belonged to the house of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the child to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will be given a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." That's from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. And that, my friends, is the essence of the Christmas story, the reason we celebrate, Christians celebrate the birth of Christ today on this day on Christmas. This is my, as you probably know, this is my 13th consecutive Christmas Day show. And not always on the day, though, because sometimes Christmas is on the weekend. But it's good to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think you know that. One of the things I wanted to do was read something from Anam Cara, from the book by my friend John O'Donohue. John is was a longtime member of my Brain Trust. He was a very important person in our lives. He was so important to what we do here. Some of the things that he brought us on Christmas Day, and this is a passage from his book Anam Cara. We lost John a couple of years ago, and we still miss him. If you can find this book Anam Cara, I encourage you to do that. This is called "One of the Greatest Sins is the Unlived Life" by John O'Donohue. In the Western tradition, we were taught many things about the nature of negativity and the nature of sin, but we were never told that one of the greatest sins is the unlived life. We are sent into the world to live to the full everything that awakens within us and in everything that comes toward us. It's a lonely existence to be at the deathbed of someone who is full of regret, to hear him say how he would love another year to do the things his heart had always dreamed of, but believed he could never do until he retired. He had always postponed the dream of his heart. There are many people who do not live the lives they desire. Many of the things they hold back, that hold them back from inhabiting their destiny, are false. These are only images in their minds. They're not real barriers at all. We should never allow our fears or the expectations of others to set the frontier of our destiny. These are important thoughts for us small business owners. Each and every one of us should pay attention to this, to these words from John O'Donohue. I'm going to continue. We are so privileged to still have time. We have but one life, and it is a shame to limit it by fear and false barriers. A wonderful philosopher and theologian in the second century said, "The glory of God is the human person fully alive." It is lovely to imagine that real divinity is the presence in which all beauty, unity, creativity, darkness, and negativity are harmonized. The divine has such passionate creativity and instinct for the fully inhabited life. If you allow yourself to be the person that you are, then everything will come into rhythm. If you live the life you love, you will receive shelter and blessings. Sometimes the great famine of blessing in and around us is derives from the fact that we are not living the life that we love. Rather, we are living the life that is expected of us. We have fallen out of rhythm with the secret signature and light of our own nature. These are important words, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a small business owner, these are words that speak to me as a small business owner, and I hope they're speaking to you. John O'Donohue, I'm going to continue. The shape of each soul is different. There is a secret destiny of each person. When you endeavor to repeat what others have done, or force yourself to a preset mold, you betray your individuality. We need to return to the solitude within, to find again the dream that lies in the hearth of the soul. We need to feel the dream with the wonder of a child approaching a threshold of discovery. When we rediscover our childlike nature, we enter into a world of great possibility. Consequently, we find ourselves more frequently at that place, at the place of ease, delight, and celebration. The false burdens fall away. We come into rhythm with ourselves. Our clay shape gradually learns to walk beautifully in this magnificent earth. And finally, here's a blessing of solitude from the same passage. May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone, that your soul in its brightness and belonging connects you intimately with the rhythm of the universe. May you have respect for your ability, your individuality, and difference. May you realize that the shape of your soul is unique, that you have a special destiny here, that behind the facade of your life there is something beautiful, good, and eternal happening. All that from John O'Donohue, folks. Now you know why I miss him. Merry Christmas, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.